Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you with a teaching on faith. I'm going to be in Mark chapter 11, starting with verse 22, and I'm going to read down to verse 26. He said, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." In verse 22, in the King James Version, it says, "Have faith in God." But in the original Greek, it says, "Have the God kind of faith," or "have the faith of God." So it's possible for you to have the God kind of faith. In verse 23, where it said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," the 18th New Testament prophecy in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24, it is conditional. Next, in Mark 12, 25, let's read this. He said, "And when they shall rise from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven." Such passages as Mark 11, 23, and 24 are considered merely as promises, but they can also be considered as conditional prophecy to be fulfilled when certain terms are met. Here, faith, without doubting, is the condition to meet if one wants the fulfillment of the benefit. The prediction or promise is that everyone who meets the condition will be answered, even to the moving of mountain. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." I like this verse. "And Jesus said unto them," maybe it was the disciples when it says them, "because of your unbelief." This is when they tried to cast the demons out of the boy, and they was unsuccessful. And they got Jesus in private and said, "Why couldn't we cast them out?" Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief." And then he gave them a little teaching here. "For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Here he says, "For verily I say unto you," that's what Jesus said, "if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed." That's not the whole mustard seed, but as a grain of mustard seed, "you shall say unto this mountain." We are to say something to our mountain. We're to talk to our mountain. Maybe it's a mountain of sickness. Maybe it's a mountain of debt. Whatever your mountain is, this is what you say to it. "Remove hence to yonder place," what you say to your mountain, "and it shall remove." Your mountain will move if you talk to it. You got to speak to your mountain. Your mountain needs to hear your voice. And the Bible says that nothing shall be impossible unto you. That is, if you're a faith person, if you're standing on the Word of God, you're hiding the Word of God in your heart, and you're speaking the Word of God. Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 and 22, it says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Here it says, Jesus answered. So apparently they asked him a question, and said unto them, probably the disciples, verily I say unto you, Jesus is saying, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, you do have faith if you're born again. Because the Bible says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. And doubt not. We're not to doubt. Ye shall not only do this which you've done to the fig tree. Jesus cursed the fig tree. He said you would do greater works than him. And also if ye shall say unto this mountain, you can curse the fig tree, you can talk to your mountain. But also if ye shall say, notice that, say unto this mountain, be thou removed. That's what you tell your mountain. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. Verse 22, and all things. You see those words, all things, whatsoever, and all things, whatsoever. You shall ask in prayer, believing. That's the key. Believing, ye shall receive. You got to be a good receiver. You got to say, like if you want healing, I take my healing. I believe I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Maybe it's finances you need. I take my finances. I believe I receive my finances in the name of Jesus. You claim a certain amount. Maybe you need $100. Say, I claim $100 in Jesus' name. And then you say, Satan, you take your hands off of $100 in Jesus' name. And say, go ministering spirits and go get the $100 and bring it to me in Jesus' name. According to Hebrews 1:14, and you keep confessing, finances comes to you in Jesus' name. $100 comes to you in Jesus' name. Now notice it says, whosoever shall say, whosoever. This will work for whosoever. Whosoever shall say. If you speak to your mountain, it'll work for whosoever. Everyone, without exception, is promised everything he asked in prayer, provided he qualifies for an answer. Notice it says, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Note that. Shall not doubt in his heart. You can't doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, that you say, shall come to pass. Not what someone else says, but what you say will come to pass. Now, there's 10 conditions of answered prayer, and we'll get into that probably next week. But notice what he says here. I'll just read this again. And Jesus answering saith unto them, he's answering a question here, have faith in God. Don't put your faith in no one else. Don't put it in a denomination. Don't put it in a ministry. Don't put it in a minister. But put your faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, the whosoever, if you're a whosoever, it'll work for you. The whosoever shall say unto this mountain. You got to talk to your mountain. Be thou removed. Tell your mountain, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. You got to tell your mountain where it should go, where the sickness should go. And shall not doubt in his heart. That's where you believe. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto you. Believe with the heart, confess with the mouth. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Notice that. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. I'm going to say it again. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. If you believe what you say is going to come to pass, guess what? Jesus said, it's in the red, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You're going to have it. If you talk sickness, you get sickness. You talk health and wholeness, you get health and wholeness. You talk poverty, you'll get poverty. You talk prosperity, you'll get prosperity. Mark 11:24 said, therefore I say unto you, anytime you see the word therefore, you need to know what it's there for. And I'm going to tell you, therefore I say unto you, Jesus talking, what things, what things, what thing? Maybe it's a car, maybe it's a home, maybe it's a child, maybe it's clothes. what things soever ye desire. Maybe you've heard the old saying, God will meet your need, but he won't give you your wants. Well, I'm here to tell you not only will he meet you your needs, but he will give you your wants. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The NIV said, be in want. And the Bible says here, Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire, he'll not only meet your need, but he'll give you your desires if they're in line with the word of God. What things soever ye desire. Notice that when ye pray, believe that you receive them. There's the key. You got to believe that you receive them. When you pray, believe that you receive them. You say, I believe that I receive my healing. Whatever it is that you're wanting, I believe that I receive them. And it says, and ye shall have them. The them is the things you're believing for. Verse 25, and when you stand praying, forgive. If we don't forgive, we're not going to, our faith's not going to work. God's not going to hear a prayer, and we're not going to get the answers. The key here is we got to forgive. We love Mark 11:23 and 24, but I'm here to tell you there's a verse 25 and a verse 26. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. So when you stand praying, so sometimes it's okay to stand when you pray. Another place talks about kneeling. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named under. And when you stand praying, forgive. Well, we got to forgive. If you have aught against any, we got to forgive everybody. We don't forgive by feeling. We give as an act. We forgive as an act of our will. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. If we forgive people, then God will forgive us. If we don't forgive people, God won't forgive us. But if you do not forgive, notice that, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. If we don't forgive people, then God won't forgive us. Now, the one condition of answered prayer is have the faith of God. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead. Now, notice the last part of this verse. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. You got to call things that are not as though they were. You may not have a dime to your name, but you got to begin to call those things that be not as though they were. You need to start calling money to you, prosperity to you, riches to you, wealth to you in the name of Jesus. You begin to call forth those things as not as though they were. Maybe you're trying to conceive a child. Well, you need to start calling your body that you conceive. You have a child. You call forth those things which be not as though they were. Maybe you're sick and the doctor give you a bad report. You start calling your body well. You talk to your body. Say, I call my body healed. I call my body whole in the name of Jesus. You need to make this your confession. Sickness, cancer, and disease can't live in my body in the name of Jesus. You need to start confessing the word of God. I'm more than a conqueror. He always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm an overcomer. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm prosperous. I'm healed. I have a sound mind. You need to confess the word of God. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the world's were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God because God spoke it into existence, so that things which are seen, the world that we see here, were not made of things which do appear. It was God that created them. It was God that spoke them. And we're to have the God kind of faith, and we are to speak the word of God to our situation. Well, my time has come and gone. Tune in next week for another teaching from the word of God.